The disease of addiction has high relapse rates, and researchers are looking for better tools for long-term recovery. For Side Effects Public Media, Jill Sheridan reports that one researcher is returning to the stage to help people in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction.
It's standing room only at a small studio theater on the campus of the University of Indianapolis. Leslie Butler is playing the role of Weaver Arachne in the original play Altered, an adaptation of Ovid's Metamorphoses.
And to find oneself in an art form is perfection.
The play's cast includes characters from Greek and Roman mythology. Six of the seven people on stage are in recovery from addiction and are participating in the show as a form of therapy. Butler has been in recovery from alcohol addiction since 2011 and finds acting helps her focus.
A part of recovery for me is having purpose and structure throughout my daily life to keep me busy and keep me engaged.
Dr. Sally Wasmuth is running the production as a research project. She's an assistant professor at the University of Indianapolis School of Occupational Therapy and has been studying addiction for the past decade. Her theory is that focusing on performing a play could replace the consuming quality of the disease of addiction.
I think a lot of times in drug addiction, a lot of participation in meaningful activities go by the wayside. So this is kind of a jump start to having something that you show up for.
The participants commit to 6 weeks of rehearsal, 3 hours a day, three times a week. Wasmuth says preparing for a play this rigorously can help battle addiction at a neurobiological level.
Chronic drug use really reinforces reward pathways in the brain, and that doing things like executive tasks like memorization and anything that really involves a lot of attention can also help reverse some of those pathways.
To recruit actors, Wasmuth partnered with an Indianapolis recovery center. She's staged plays before with recovering veterans. She details that project in the American Journal of Occupational Therapy and showed that 86% of the participants in those plays were abstinent for 6 weeks following the performance. Dean Babcock is an addiction specialist at Eskenazi Health. He echoes the importance of accountability in recovery.
Showing up regularly for rehearsals, creating a situation where other people count on you to do a part that affects them, creates this sense of self-accountability. In many ways, it's how group therapy works, is you become a member of a group, and you have a beholdenness to the other members of the group.
Babcock says seeing people with addiction on stage as actors mastering a role can help break the stigma of the disease.
You know, sometimes people view addiction as being, these are kind of scumbags, and you know, these are less than desirable human beings. And what we know about addiction is it affects anybody in all classes, any race, any socioeconomic status, and it's real everyday people. It is your neighbors. It is your family members.
Back at the University of Indianapolis, after the performance of Altered, the audience and cast engage in a talk-back session about the play. Leslie Butler tells the audience why this experience has been meaningful in her recovery.
A lot of us feel a lot of shame for having this disease. And I think projects like this are educating the population, and I'm just glad that I can be a part of it.
Butler is considering trying out for other community theater groups. Another play with another group of people in recovery opened this month. Jill Sheridan, Side Effects Public Media.